Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hello, hello, and
Start again.
Okay, hello, hello, and welcome to, it sounds so bad.
It does, yeah. Hello, hello, and welcome to BigSoftTitty.png.
That's a UK cop's first day on the job.
Yeah.
Before he learns to drop the H.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What you're Nicholas.
You're
okay, and we're going to have to send this guy back to the academy.
You're Nicholas. You are Nicholas.
A British cop with, on his first day on the beat trying to spin his truncheon, but he's just hitting himself in the balls every
speed bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I've got to sort this out in a nearby police box. That's what they're there for.
Cop on cop violence is actually an epidemic in the UK.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, hello. Who punched me balls, Dan? Was it you?
He's looking in like a darkened shop window.
Who's that?
Who's that? Is it you touch my nubbles? What are you trying to do to my Peter friends?
What's this then?
What's that? What are you doing?
Pulling open his pants. What's all this then?
What's all this then? Put that there. Boy, someone's planted something on me.
Immediately trying to plant drugs on his balls because they're beaten black and blue. There is a race epidemic in policing. They're really messed up.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Don't like certain people.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brits, that's you.
What do they do in that police box? Is that for them to, like, jerk off in there or what have you?
I think that's where they're made.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Uruk-hai.
It's like the Uruk-hai. It's that one box that they make the police in.
If you actually open it, there's... if you haven't been inside a police box, sorry, picture the TARDIS from Doctor Who. And now stop listening to the podcast because you're a big nerd.
And now don't listen to it. And if you can picture it, I'm coming for you.
For everyone else, it's like a blue box. And if you open the door, what's inside is a roiling mass of policemen.
Yeah. And once the sack bursts, one is ready.
Yeah.
For his violence, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's just like the Uruk-hai. And that is actually, and I know we did just make fun of you because you're a big nerd, Doctor Whom, but actually Lord of the Rings is cool. So it's different. So.
Actually, Lord of the Rings is cool to like, and your stuff is for nerds.
His name is actually the Frodo.
Mm. But yeah, there's a big bubbling pot of police there, and you've got a Keir Starmer is standing there stirring it with a big stick.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
What can I do for you?
Everybody stop listening. I need a moment with Tom.
All right.
All right. And Tom, don't listen. I want to be alone.
Okay.
Does Dr. Guy, Mr. the Doctor, does he have a freaking piece of paper that says he can be that?
Did you enjoy your time being alone?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm allowed back into the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Great.
I love Lord of the Rings. I'm not going to, I can't talk about it again because I love it too much, but I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but you're interesting because you're interesting.
I am just interesting.
I'll just end it there.
Yeah, but you're interesting. Hey, thanks. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm accepting compliments now.
Hey, you're interesting. That's right.
Yes. The most boring person ever. Yes. I am. The end.
Yeah.
We shake hands. I move out.
Yep. All the best.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries.
Goodbye. Mm. Read my Kindle. Should read my Kindle more.
You should read your Kindle, but also because you're so interesting, you're just reading the how-to guide, right?
No,
you
don't but have it any takes books a while. I'm up to N. Mm. I can't wait to get to whatever those last three letters are.
Mm, they could be anything.
Yeah.
All these kids today are looking.
A-I-N. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All these kids today are looking at their Kindles. What they should be looking at is their Ken dolls. They're kids. They should act their age. What are you doing reading? Yeah. Play with the toys.
Yeah, stop reading and play with your toys.
Yeah.
Play with your...
Yes.
Play with...
Yes.
No, I don't want to.
I would love to
No, I don't want to. I don't like doing the podcast.
I'd love to hear what you were about to
say. No, I don't want to. The Ken doll had a mound, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh. Jesus.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it was like a spider's egg sack. If you crack that thing open, dicks just come spilling out.
Yeah.
Tiny little ones.
Like the Uruk-hai.
Shut up, nerd. You stupid.
Anyway, his name should be Mr. Who, because I don't think he actually went to the University of Edinburgh.
Yeah, right. I don't think he should be called anything.
I don't think he's cool or worth our time.
Oh man, how good would it be if they cancelled Doctor Who?
Cancelled him like he was a racist?
Well,
which maybe in the old ones, who knows? Probably not. It's a show about by fucking people, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, he's been so many people. He's been like a bald guy. He's been a twee little twink with a bow tie on. He's been a scarf cunt. He's been a lady, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he
at
was
least
a lady
one of them
the
had
last,
to be a racist.
The last, or did they redo it? And now
at
he's
least
an old
one
guy,
of them. Statistically, if you're that many white people in a row,
yeah.
Like half of them are racist, or the guy himself is racist because he's like, oh yeah, every few years I transform into a random person, random white person.
Random white person.
Yeah.
White person.
Yeah.
White
person. Yeah, there's no way to choose, except there is one where I get to choose one thing.
I do get to choose, though.
Yeah.
But there's no telling what I'll choose. It's that, though.
Yeah.
I want to be white.
Every year I transform into someone that the BBC would cast in a main role.
But I do have one black friend for one season.
I have one black friend and also a robot dog. So
and a robot dog.
Chuck that in your visibility
so
pipe
actually,
and smoke
yeah,
him.
It is fucking visibility. Yeah. Got this robot dog and one black guy.
I tell you, when I was a kid, we had a, because my mum was like a Doctor Who fan, I had two Doctor Who books.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched the show because this is before it came
Wait,
back.
Like novelizations?
No, like books, like standalones.
Oh, that were like outside of, that,
that
were
didn't
like,
exist as the show.
Were they fucking canon?
I don't know.
I don't care either. Nobody
but
does.
But it...
So now you know it's a conversation, so...
Yeah, great. And the great thing about a conversation is it can...
we both get
shit
to speak,
or
yeah.
be good. Yeah, the rule of a conversation is you have to speak the exact same amount at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I grew up with. Hey! I read it. No, you do your thing. I have something to talk about that just
No,
makes,
you go ahead.
Fuck, I read an Am I the Asshole today about a person that was like, we have a coworker and he's just like, he's a punish to hang out with because he's really energetic and he spoils things for people, like TV shows and stuff. And very clearly, a lot of people only read like the first screenshot of the Am I the Asshole because they're like, he's clearly on the spectrum and you have to be more accepting. Mm-hmm. The second screenshot was like, anyway, now he's doing it on purpose. Anytime somebody brings anything up, he brings up a Wikipedia page and reads the entire synopsis and ruins it. And everyone's saying, he's autistic. You need to be more accepting. And everyone else is like, hey, you got to read the other thing. He's just a cunt.
That's so funny.
Man, it's, yeah. Anyway, his name was Logan.
No, that's a bad sign.
Like the Beast Man.
Yeah. Or like
beast
the friend of the Beast.
Yeah, the Beast Man's a guy different.
Yeah. Like Mr. the Wolverine. Anyway, the Beastman is a guy different.
Yeah, I agree with you actually, Tom. Smart thing you said. I've heard it before from another very smart, cool, sexual person. I'd like to hear what you were going to talk about.
I was talking about how in my Doctor Who book, I remember that there was a long bit where I think he versed vampires in the book.
Nice.
He landed on Spooky Planet and he wasn't like, well, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he just stayed.
I think it was like Transylvania 13. It was a mythical planet that was covered in Transylvanias. So you had an Australia-shaped Transylvania.
Yeah, you had a Russia-shaped Transylvania.
Yeah, China-shaped Transylvania. Yeah. Hawaii, Transylvania. All the vampires are wearing little luau necklaces.
Yeah. It was like, I guess like Czechoslovakia. Like all the Slovakian like type countries, though, they were just the same.
Yeah. And then up in the Arctic, there's penguins, but they're still wearing tuxedos, but they also have raised collars.
Yeah.
Big, high collars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this before? Do you think he wants it that high? Or do you think he tries really hard to push it down. Does he want his collar that high?
Okay.
Is he kind of mad about it?
Do you think they're clothes or do you think they're part of the Dracula? Like when Dracula transforms into a bat, do you think that he, like all of that stuff goes into the bat?
Yeah, I think if he transformed naked, he'd be a pink bat. No?
Oh, yuck.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought it was okay to say it, I don't think it is. I thought it was okay to say it, but I don't think it was okay, actually. I'm realizing it's not.
I think pink bat is one of the most distressing things we've said on the podcast for some reason.
Pink bat? I wonder if there's pink bats.
Probably there are, right? But a bat's fur is... Is a bat's fur black? No, bat's skin is also black.
Oh, yeah. It's like sometimes when you shave a dog, they have like the same patterned skin. Did you know?
Yeah. And then sometimes, you know, it actually works out fine for everyone.
Yeah. Sometimes you shave the dog and the dog does care, but you don't. It's a dog.
Hey, buddy. Great work out there on the field. Sometimes you shave the dog. Sometimes the dog shaves you. Wasn't your day today. Don't worry about it.
Bald, skinny man being like, I really didn't want to be shaved.
Yeah. I've got
to shave a dog.
You would love to shave a dog?
Yeah. Idiot. Fucking this idiot dog.
Oh, I see.
Shave it.
Yeah?
Throw it down a drain.
Just thinking about a shaved dog. That would be
cool.
You
don't see them. Because they're skin cats. Is there a naked dog as well?
I think naked dogs
and
are the closest.
And if it wore pants.
Shut up.
Okay.
If it wore pants, would it wear them like this or like this while eating a sandwich, which is also a hot dog?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. So the thing that I can think of is that those tiny little dogs that have like fluffy bits on their ends.
Oh, you know, actually, yeah, I know.
Tiny little rat dogs.
I know a skin dog. I can't remember the breed of him. It's Chinese something.
Yeah.
Gonzo is one.
Yes, Gonzo.
Because when Beck Petratus's dog.
Yeah.
Which I met him when I went to do Game.
Well,
Game
I've
Game.
Googled dog with skin and it's just showing me pictures of regular dogs.
A lot of them also have skin.
That's my bad.
A lot of them have skin under the fur.
Dog.
Dog.
Yeah. Dog with no hair.
Just bald dog, dude.
Chinese crested dog.
Yeah, so that's what Gonzo is. And he came up, man, it was so weird because he's lovely. He's a very sweet dog. Looks insane, obviously.
Yes.
But came up and kept putting like his neck and chest meat against my skin. And I was like, get off.
Feels like a shaft.
I can't pat that. The skin sticks together.
Can't have skin on skin.
Can't have skin on skin if you're a dog.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
There's a type of dog called the Peruvian hairless dog.
Nice.
And it just looks...
Has it got hair?
Okay, well, I don't...
Sometimes it's just a name. Tom.
You think they're that poor on dog names that they're going to call something that has a hairless dog?
Well, sometimes they call them just like a chow.
Mm. Okay, well, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, maybe hairless just means blow in Peru. But look at that.
Chow.
Isn't that a gorgeous dog?
It does look like it should have very fine hair, you know, but like, you know how Staffies kind of like, they look really smooth, but these ones just don't have it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful though. They're like golden kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, look at their ears. Fuck, this is a good dog. Look them up. Give yourself a treat.
Peruvian hairless dog. Go ahead, listener. We'll wait.
What is this? This one's got like a...
Yeah, I googled hairless dog breed.
This one's got like a little patch on his chest. Look at that.
Oh, that's really nice. Weird? I got a scare, by the way, when I typed in dog with, because I was looking for dog with no hair, of course.
Uh-huh. I remember.
But it popped up on autocomplete as dog with no neck, and I got scared that it was just going to show me a decapitated dog.
No!
I hope that doesn't. Wait, well, who's looking for dog with no neck? Is that like a Frenchie? They don't really have much.
I would think
it'd
be a bulldog, yeah.
They still have
American neck. Hairless terrier, Argentine pillar dog, African hairless dog. How many fucking hairless dogs have we been
Oh, there's a
developing?
Mess of the dang things.
Oh my God, there's an epidemic of these freaking hairless dogs.
Yeah, we got to get rid of them. Wear a mask.
Yeah, we got to put some hair on these things. Maybe just start with the eyebrows, then work your way up. Well, you know what'd be great?
What?
The hairless dogs.
With eyebrows.
No. Without no eyebrows. Hair on them. Just pubes.
Oh, yeah. Dog with bush?
Yes, dude.
I used to live with a dog called...
Finally hide that thing.
...called Benson. And his owner used to, like, cut his hair and stuff. And he had to... Because he was a spoodle.
Yeah.
He would, like, we'd give him haircuts and stuff because he looked cute when he had, like, a little little bun on his head. He had, like, just a hairy top head and hairy tail. Sometimes we just used to shave his legs. He looked like a spider.
That's fucked up.
Man, it was so good. He looked like kind of a sheep, but mostly a spider.
Yeah.
But I remember when my housemate used to like, trim him, he'd have to, I'd like sometimes just nearly puke because he's like, all right, roll over and just shave near his penis. And I was like, oh, yeah. I want to see the stringy dog pubes coming off on that thing.
Yeah, right.
Real bad.
Oh, that would suck. And then watching him eat them after, blurk.
Really bad. Yeah, watching my housemate eat his dog's pubes was
Dude,
really bad.
Dude, cook those.
Cook those. It's raw. It's yucky. Mm. You're going to get salmonella or something.
Dude, you're not putting... Oh, white
you're not
people,
put sauce on
white
your dog
people
pubes.
Love to not use spices on yep. their dog pubes.
Too spicy. It's yeah. just dog pubes.
Yeah,
okay?
You can't eat just plain dog pubes.
No.
White people be putting flour on their dog pubes.
White, to yeah, take the for flavor.
Not like us.
Not like us.
Not like us. We're the good white people.
We're the good white people who love spicy dog pubes.
We put chili flakes on our spicy dog pubes.
We put chili flakes on our spicy dog pubes before we eat them.
Can I get some gochujang here with my big bowl of spicy dog pubes?
Yeah.
And some fish sauce wouldn't go astray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I brought the dog pubes from home.
I did, yes. But I brought them to your restaurant
yep.
for your spices.
And I've been putting them in everyone else's food.
Yeah.
Because... You guys love that.
For flavor.
Like me.
Like me. You all love it. They're all nodding in unison.
Everyone's happy with me.
Yeah, everyone's happy with you at goodrestaurant.llc. I don't know what LLC means.
I don't know either. No, and it's too late to ask.
It's too late to ask because everybody. And now we're going to get, and you know what? I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
And if we anybody. Google, but don't you get the feeling that like that's one of the things where if you Google it, Google will be like, how old are you, dude? Because our advertising yeah. stuff says you're like in your 30s.
Yeah, I'm not, but yeah.
Well, you're very mature. I've always said that.
Yeah, but I'm also scared that because it's been so long and we've never like asked, if I Google like, what is LLC? Google will be like, LLC my balls, you know? I'll be like, ah, tits.
Oh.
That was such a huge run up. Well done, Google.
Yeah, way to go. Google. You really had me going thinking that was something I needed
something
or
I
didn't need.
Needed
to
or
be
didn't
honest,
need, yeah.
unsure.
Really unsure. Is it something we want to avoid or something we
Do
need
I
to chase?
Do I want to be an LLC?
Oh, no.
Or is, if I'm an LLC, is that bad?
Yeah, is it bad?
It's got L in it twice.
Lucky cop. I don't know. Maybe yeah. it means something really bad like that.
Hello, hello. I'm lucky cop, innit? I?
But he's really unlucky. That's the funny thing about this sitcom.
It's really funny,
He
yeah.
thinks he's lucky and he's very positive.
That's something that would have billions of fans in the UK and would have three seasons of four episodes each.
Yeah.
22 minutes an episode. Millions of pounds.
Millions. There's maybe one British show I can think of that was too short. Because, you know, British shows, they're like, oh, the show is so good. It's got 4 3-hour long episodes and
yeah.
then it got cancelled and people love it. And I'm
yeah.
like, I could probably do without it. But, man, Utopia could have, oh, I could, I would have.
Utopia is so good.
Woofa doofa.
Yeah.
And it just, it, oh, man. Because it was cancelled, right? There was plans for more, clearly.
I believe so, yeah.
It was
yeah.
a fucking radical show, but.
So good.
Yikes.
Hey, the thing we were, well, I just wanted to bring up, in the hopes that it'll kind of exercise us from it, the thing that we've been doing
yeah.
ever since Saturday is, I don't know if you heard this, audience. Hey, you see this? You hear about this?
Hate that. Hate that. Don't want you to do it.
You hate this? You don't want me to do this?
You hate this? You don't like this? Gang.
Hey, you hate this? You despise this?
Hey, you hate this? You don't like this? Well,
you guys hated this recently?
Yeah. But, Mr. Elong, whoops. Mr. Elong Muggs was on the Saturday Night Live show.
Yeah.
And we were trying to think of, because I was like, I for a second was like, I want to watch this. Can I catch the end? And it was literally the fucking
logged on to the live stream
and just as the credits started rolling and I was like, fuck, that's actually like really lucky for me because I think I actually didn't want to see it.
Yeah, you would have been very angry.
But we were kind of trying to brainstorm about what like the monologue would have been and all we landed on was Elon Musk comes out and says, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
We've given him a voice he doesn't have.
Hello. My name is Elon Musk. Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Elon Musk, and might I just say, it is an honour to be here on Saturday Night Live saying hello. Hello.
Oh, look, it's my mother. Hello. And and my partner, Grams. Hello, Grams. Hello. 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 I will get through all of you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. I am Grams, and I am the partner of Elon Musk. Hello. I love to be here at Saturday Night Live.
Hello.
And might I say, hello?
Nah, I'm Elon Musk. Hello.
Yeah.
Everybody look under your chairs. Hello.
Is he under the chair?
Yeah, he's giving away hellos for free. Everybody gets an hello.
And everybody sitting at home as well. But first, let's bring out our cast for me to say a certain word to.
You'll never guess.
Yeah. Oh, thank God it's not funny anymore.
Thank fucking Christ. Because it's all we could do.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's...
Oh, no, I like it again.
Charming little... Yeah, hello. The Elon Musk we invented was charming.
Yeah, we like we were doing it so much that
we're just picturing him doing a little wave.
Hello.
Hello.
Grams, where is our baby? I want to say hello.
Grams, won't you bring out our dear little baby? Little...
And then the baby comes out and goes, hello.
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 Yeah, a great thing about Elon Musk's and Grimes' baby, it's spelt the same way backwards as it is forwards. Yeah, not at freaking all.
Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll be back with more Big Soft Titty Dot PNG.
Yep.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
How do people usually throw away socks when they're done?
I put them in the bin.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to, like, in an ideal world, we could, like, send them to a textile recycler, but I think they're socks and I don't want to.
Can we compost them?
Nah, you can't do cotton, I don't think. Well, I mean, it depends because I think some of them have, like, weird plastics and shit in
them. There would be synthetics,
I think
yeah.
If they were 100% cotton, you probably could. But
or, like, 100% wool. As well.
Maybe. I think also wool has some... A lot of wool is also just like thin plastic.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of wool. If it's not... If it doesn't say like 100% wool on it, it's like a lot of it is synthetic.
Right.
Heaps of wool is just 100% synthetic, which is why it's not soft.
Like 90% synthetic, you mean? So it has to be have like a certain amount of wool in there if it's called wool?
No. There's ones that are 100% synthetic. It's just like really, really, really thin plastic.
And they're like, hey, you want some wool? Wink.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Oh, what a friendly salesperson. Wink.
Yeah, they shave it off like a plastic sheep.
Yeah, right. Boy. Robots do love to think about those, huh?
Do they? Well, to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to wake them up. That's what I do whenever I wake up. I think about sheep jumping back over the fence the other way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're traveling left to right.
Do they do it backwards and they're struggling a lot, like trying to hook their back legs up over the fence and just kind of sliding on their tummy backwards over the fence?
It actually really hurts them, yeah, and that's why I wake up. Because I just have the sound of, you know, oh, there's a lot of lambs screeching and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like that one movie.
Have the lambs stopped screeching, Tom? No, I'm asleep. I think every time I put our computer to sleep upstairs, you know, when you press the sleep button, I load up a GIF of a, don't worry about it, it's not funny.
That's fine. All hey, right. I sent you an email earlier today, Demi.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, always good to keep the relationship fresh. I love to send my girlfriend of 4 years an email just to let her know, hey, what's up? Thinking of connecting with you later on tonight.
Hey, what's up? Thinking of other women.
Yeah. Hey, I can't get enough of these things. Do you know they're out there?
Huh.
You're bi or what have you,
maybe
so you
I
probably
should
know about
get
this.
Into other women also.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yuck. I don't think I would never want to, but imagine us looking for a third. It's two on the nose.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
We're two. Ugh. Yuck.
Probably look like the people that would look for a third.
Oh, 100%. I've absolutely got looking for a third face.
Yeah. Well, I've got a septum ring and you sometimes wear flannel shirts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'd be right up there.
The septum ring and then this fucking bowl of milk boyfriend is the most... Like, woof.
I'd lap you up.
Well, sure. But,
any
you know,
cow would.
Any cow would. Any stupid cow.
Should I open these images in this or do you want me to wait for your prompting?
Do you want me to explain what these are? I've sent you.
Do you want to explain what these are? This is your thing, brother.
Okay. Well, what I've done is I've sent you.
My sibling.
Yeah, we're related. Very closely.
Mm.
What I've sent you, Demi.
Dangerously closely.
Honestly.
We're not legally allowed to breed.
Yeah, but.
We will.
See if that stops us. Hey, you know what? I torrented a movie when I was like 12, and from then on, it's all been a slippery slope down to this.
Yep.
Fucking my sister and bringing life
bringing
into the world.
Into the, yep. Messed up baby.
Messed up baby. All put together backwards.
Yeah. And its brain wouldn't be good because it's us.
Mm. Yeah, that's separate.
Yeah, that's different.
It's not the brother-sister thing, actually.
No, it's not that. It's us.
It's that we're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it'd actually work out because we're so yuck that being brother and sister wouldn't actually make a mess of the child.
I really think, yeah, it's the least of its problems that it's the product of that. It's the problem is that it's a product of Tom and Demi.
Yeah. I wonder whether it would be, because I know that some kids kind of are a mash of their parents. Like they have some traits from each.
You are so stupid.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I know that some kids are like a combination of their parents.
No, I mean that you can tell, like you can see both of their parents in them, but some of them just look like one of their parents.
Right.
And like, so I wonder whether it would come out super medium or just very tall or very,
I've
mean, it would come out small,
that,
but like it, whether it would grow to
which
be.
Which is the dominant gene. Yeah, I think of it standing exactly in the middle between us.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get taller
but
than me.
But it's like
that
an obelisk
sucks.
As well.
I don't want a kid taller than me.
Well, it's going to be, probably.
Yeah, I know.
But let's not have
pretty
one.
Pretty quickly, actually.
Really quickly, while it's still in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be snaking up out of your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to have just a big hump that is the shape of head and shoulders on my shoulder. It's just going to be poking up from there. Full guy.
Oh, he's kicking. You can see the feet just like protruding 3 feet
he's
from your
kicking,
fucking
body. He's kicking and it's going straight up gold member style into my forehead.
So what I've sent you here, Demi, is...
you want me to open it or not?
Yeah, go ahead
open
and open
the first
it.
One?
Yeah, they're not in order. I think they're numbered 1 from 12, but I think that got messed up. These are just comments on a lyric video for Uptown Funk featuring Bruno Mars by Mark Ronson. So I thought these would be fun for us to check out. And I wanted you to read these.
All right, I really like the first one. So are these are comments on the video of Uptown Funk?
These are
Funk?
Comments on the video. So I
the
thought
official?
We could just... no, this is a lyric video that was uploaded.
Great, okay.
Separately.
So this first one is by someone called Sunil. It says, my mom, did you get the mac and cheese? My dad, don't believe me, just watch.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the mac and cheese?
Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch.
What is that?
Don't believe me, just watch.
So it's got nothing to do with mac and cheese?
No.
And is he saying, just watch me having the mac and cheese?
Don't you love it when you had a crazy parent when your mother said, do you have the mac and cheese? And your dad said, don't believe me, just watch.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a crazy parent.
That's a crazy parent.
Fun guy, huh?
Wackadoo daddy.
Wackadoo daddy.
And mummy is Mummy doesn't even want the mac and cheese. She's crazy as well.
She's crazy too. She's just asking because she's random.
I was raised in crazy household.
Yeah.
My parents both crazy. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Next one. All right. So this comment is from 9 months ago. The dude, I'm too hot. Girls looking for a guy. Hallelujah.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Isn't it cool when a girl is looking for a guy and he's too hot?
Yeah. Oh, hey, I like the second one too that you sent me, this one. That's it, that one that I just read.
There's only 10 more to go.
10 more to go, yeah.
I went funny when I hear kiss myself so pretty. I went crazy, no joke. I went crazy when I hear it.
I went crazy, no joke.
This is the song to my cheerleader thing. I'm not a cheerleader at all. I just have lessons for school.
Oh, good. I was worried you were a cheerleader.
Yeah, I thought that you had a cheerleader thing because you were a cheerleader, but you're just taking cheerleader lessons.
You're just taking lessons, so you're not a cheerleader.
It sounds like you're a cheerleader.
But you're not? Okay,
yeah. Cool. It is a state of mind, being a cheerleader. It sounds like you're just a guy who's wandered into a class.
Yeah. That's acceptable.
Mm.
All right. My family is listening to this in the living room, and now I am on my phone listening to it.
Mm. So isn't that a modern parable?
You should go hang out with your family.
Technology.
You're just doing the same thing in a different room. That's crazy.
Technology brings us together, but it also takes us apart.
Yeah.
You see this? Family all listening to same song, but different.
Different room.
Yeah. If only you guys could be Uptown Funked together. Hey, you know you can not believe him and just watch in the same room?
Two children sit next to each other talking on phone to each other. Crazy world?
Yeah.
That's not a comment. This is me.
I love to look at Black Mirror and say, whoa, Uptown.
Oh, no. Tom, are you all right?
Mom, have you washed your dishes? Me, don't believe, just watch. And that one I find cool. Because it's the first one that's kind of omitted the me.
Yeah.
Don't believe, just watch.
I don't. All right. So, okay. All right. So this is the same as the mac and cheese one, right?
Yeah.
Are they asking the mother to shut up and stop asking and just watch them do the thing? Or are they telling her, yes, I did do it, go and look? What are they? I'm not sure what the dynamic is here between child and parent and child and both parents.
So there's a lot of these that I've eliminated of the format of, have you done your homework? Don't believe me, just watch. And let me tell you, it's never clear.
Okay. Yep. One of my friends recommended this to me and I found this vid and now I'm like, Uptown funk it up. Up, down, funk it up.
Yeah, up, down, funk it up. Up, down, funk it up. That's good because it's on the comments for Uptown Funk It Up. Uptown Funk. Up, down. What? Up, down, funk it up.
All right. USA, we can overcome COVID. COVID won't win. COVID-19, don't believe me, just watch. All right. Okay. We're getting political, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, this was 5 months ago too. There are a lot of people dying.
COVID-19. Wow, now I can do anything. I will go crazy. Pfizer and J&J and AstraZeneca. Don't believe me, just watch. All the scientists in the lab saying it in unison. Grimly.
Oh, Gimli.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And isn't that guy fun?
Yeah.
Little fella. Yeah.
Not that little. Little though.
Smaller than the rest.
Yeah. Dwarves are... Dwarves are made for sprinting.
Isn't it crazy?
He's wasted on cross country.
In the extended editions of Lord of the Rings, there's just that one. There's that one scene that they cut out where Aragorn's like, "I am 76 years old."
86.
I'm 86
He's
years
86
old.
He's 86 years old.
And they're like, "Why?" And they're like, "I'm from a kind of guy that gets really old."
I'm from the league of guys who are 86.
Yeah.
My country, we're all 86.
That's the whole thing.
He's just like...
He's like,
he just cut out that he's 86. They're like, you're a man. He's like, actually, I'm 86.
Yeah. Hey, how old are you? I'm 86. Wow.
Holy shit.
Why? Oh, it's because I'm one of these kind of guys that lives a long time.
Yeah, we live a long time. And they're like, oh, cool. And why didn't they keep that in the movie, crazy?
Yeah.
Really weird.
It added a lot, like the knowledge that you're watching an 86-year-old man jump around.
I guess also, it does explain why he knows like elvish.
It explains why he knows that shit, but also I think it adds a real tone to him hanging out and like being it really changes the tone of him maybe wanting to fuck that like 20-something year old woman.
Rather than his old elf wife. Well, they're not wives yet.
No.
She gave him a neck. She
gave him a necklace, was what you were gonna say?
I was gonna say necklace.
Right. Most powerful line and my most powerful dialogue in this song. Don't believe me, just watch. This is my favorite song in my worst conditions during off-mood struggling days of my college after teenager. Multiple plays every day. Just like, pain, you made me a believer. And then Tomato has replied to that. It must be hard for you to know this song is about sex.
It must be hard for you to know this song's about sex.
I use this song to get through all my hardest times.
Some kind of Christian Tomato has come in and been like, aha, but, you see.
But, that's one of the things this guy was fucking and slapping.
Oh, no. Butts are crazy, man. They look so good for spanking on.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't want to go hog on these things.
Imagine backhanding a butt.
Ooh.
Crazy, right?
I want to clothesline that tushy.
Panicking during sex and just punching the butt. Just palm striking it.
Just kick it.
Just a roundhouse kick.
Yeah, I'm going to people's elbow this ass.
Hey, why are you pulling? Ow.
I'm going to like bounce off the kitchen. It's more of just a like clank and then bounce off the sliding doors.
Yeah.
And elbow you straight in the asshole.
Setting up all my shibari so I can bounce off them twice.
Throw a fucking shuriken at your cheeks. My favorite part was kiss myself so pretty.
Yeah.
And then a reply to that.
No, it's not a reply.
Oh, it's not a reply. It's just another comment. You ever get into a mood at 2:50 a.m. and this song just hits different and you can listen to it 20 times?
You ever get into a mood at 2:50 a.m.?
Nah.
No.
No.
Why?
Blank. Blank woman. Blank woman in the witching hour.
You never get into a mood at 2:50 a.m. I've never been in a mood at 2:50 a.m. No. I've always been in so neutral. I've never existed.
Nah.
I've always been up. But I've never existed.
No, you're just there and then it hits about 4 and you go straight gas leak brain.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
For sure.
All right. Brushing my teeth has never been so awesome. Okay.
My mom, did you bring the potatoes? Me, don't believe me, just watch.
Oh!
That's it. But isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's nice. Man, it's done something. It's changed me a little somehow.
It's now in my head is the response to pretty much everything.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, did you get that report for me the other day?
Don't believe me, just watch.
It's hard to say it without... Okay. You give me one.
All right. Hey, did you bring in the... bins.
Don't believe me, just watch.
You still did that. You still did it. You still did the inflection.
I did. Yeah. Don't believe me, just watch.
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 Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, 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 don't believe me.
Just watch.
Don't believe me, don't believe me,
watch.
Watch.
Kiss myself so pretty. If you get that reference.
If you get that reference.
You may be a nerd.
Oh, my
right?
God. Yeah, for real.
And if you liked my singing, thanks.
Yeah, that's actually great.
Text into the text line.
Yeah.
Let's get a text line.
Well, I was just going to give out Michael Hing's personal phone number.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give that out.
But I shouldn't be doing
I'm going to get a burner phone for texts from freaks.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hing set up a voice line pretty easy.
For what?
For... His radio show segments. But them, the Bundesliga.
Don't they just do that through?
No, he has like his own private one.
Oh, yeah, I've had a voicemail on a podcast before. I'm stupid.
You've done it already.
Yeah, I know how to do it already. I think I just wanted to use a Nokia. I just want to touch one again.
A 3310 is such a pleasant item.
The upgraded 3310 as well that they brought out like recently, I believe, is very good too. I wonder if it's as hardy as they genuinely were back in the day and like heavy to hold. I'd love that.
I'd really like to get just a brick phone. Can you have the same SIM in two phones at once? Because I don't want to give away like...
I think you can do dual SIM. I mean, I think you can get it. Maybe, I don't know. I know you can do the opposite thing where you have two SIMs in one phone that are two numbers.
Great.
But I'm actually not sure about the other way.
Huh.
I have a tiny, tiny Nokia that is about an inch and a half long.
Yeah.
That you can have two SIM cards in, which is crazy.
That was one of those things where you bought it and I was like, you're not gonna...
I used it for like a week.
Yeah.
To be like kind of off my phone.
Yeah.
And I haven't really used it since. Maybe I'll use it again.
It works to get you off your phone because it's also unpleasant to hold. It's like
it's not.
Really?
It's lovely.
In my head, I'm like, that is just too small. Things need to be medium.
You can chuck it anywhere.
Why would I do that?
Fun. Crazy. Go crazy. Tom, go crazy. Chuck phone anywhere.
Tom, go crazy.
It'd be like, honestly, put it in a little bag, swallow it before you go to jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right. And then you can have a wonderful poo.
Maybe.
Whenever.
Maybe.
And then you could, here's what you want to do when you go to jail.
Yeah.
First day there, you want to go up to the strongest, biggest guy, shit out a phone and say, is this for you? Do you like this? Could I be your friend? If that doesn't work, go up to him the next day. Just shit out a regular turn.
Shit out a regular phone. No, shit out a bigger phone.
Shit out a landline.
Yeah.
Do you want this?
This goes on the wall. Remember when you started losing phones because they weren't on the wall anymore? Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Those dang things used to be on the wall. Now we lose them because they're not.
Now we lose them. Wow. And they don't go ring, ring.
They don't do that.
They all go ring a ding 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 ba 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 ba.
Pathetic.
I'm not even going to try.
Pathetic.
Fuck off.
You're looking at the master, bitch. You're looking at the master, bitch.
Well, that's true.
I get jacked off by my suit, although I don't because it turned out that wasn't true.
Right, that's a reference to Master Chief, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a real shame.
God, it is, yeah, damn. That must be awful.
Well, yeah, because then it's like, well, what's he doing in there? If he's sitting down, he's just sitting down? That stinks. I don't know.
He's not a robot, right? He's a guy in a thing.
He's a guy that's been all fucked up by, like, chemicals and shit.
Yeah, and, and blue balls. Because his suit won't jerk him off.
Yeah. And actually, he's part of a government program where they, from a young age, friend-zoned children. And that's why he's so powerful.
He's talking to his suit and he's like, babe, it's actually really unhealthy for me if you don't do this.
What if Master Chief is so strong because the suit stops him from jacking off? And he keeps clanging his hand against thing.
We're getting pretty dangerously close to some ideologies for people that we really don't want to be associated with, Dom.
Hey, I'm such a fan of the NoFap community. Tragically, I have a pre-existing condition that prevents me from not bussing at least once every, like, few days.
Bussing?
Yeah, I got a thick black goo that builds up.
I know about the goo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out your mouth if you don't get that junk out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but what are you going to do? Not have the goo? I guess I could choose not to create the goo.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it sort of feels like you're creating the goo to get rid of it.
Well, yeah, for sure. I could stop eating the goo.
Yeah, so.
But.
Blut.
Blut.
Blut, you won't stop eating the goo. You're going to keep eating it.
Is that what Dracula would sound like with a cold?
Blut.
I want to suck your blood.
No. Wait, how do you say blood doesn't really have anything in it?
Blood. What do you mean?
That you say you're saying cold. You know when you have a cold, you're like, my nose is stuffy.
Yeah.
My name is Dracula. My name is Dracula.
No, when he gets a cold, he loses the accent.
My name is Dracula. I've got a cold. I'm sorry.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah, I want to suck your blood doesn't have any things in it that matters with docked nose.
Yeah, right. And you mean blocked nose?
Yeah, I did.
Gotcha.
Mean blocked nose.
Great.
Docked
That's
nose.
Fine.
Remember when we used to dock dogs' tails? That's so bad.
Yeah, we should get back to the docking their noses, though, because those things are too long. Too get long. Into every little nook and cranny.
Too long.
Too long.
Chop those bitches off.
Chop those bitches off.
Mostly
I want a
they're
nice
attached
square
to their mouth,
dog.
Though.
Ugh.
So would you chop their mouth off as well, or just the nose?
I think it's fucked up that dogs are smelling and tasting from around the same area.
True.
With us, we got that like nice separation of taste and smell.
But they've got like a weird duck bill.
You know what would be nice? Move the nose to the center of the dog head.
Oh, up top?
Just pointing straight up.
Yeah.
To catch sniffs.
And hide it under a sumo bun.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. What are they called? You would know.
I actually don't know off the top of my head. I'm
Ooh.
Sorry. And off the top of your head,
oh,
that's where they go.
Yeah. Hey, fuck off.
I was just watching some sumo
hey,
before.
Hey, fuck off and die.
No, I shan't. I was just watching some sumo before on Twitch again because Mbovo Sumo, Mbovo Sumo, is a great Twitch channel that just rebroadcasts, just pirates.
Doesn't he film it himself?
No, that's Chris Sumo, who's a YouTube channel. This is a guy who just grabs the Japanese television station's footage and streams it to Twitch and is making money off it, and it's very illegal.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it rules. It just keeps going.
Well, how have they not caught him?
I don't know. No one snitched.
Cool.
So don't you fucking snitch on it, because I like watching it and I can't watch it any other way. But
And if you're on my team.
No.
No, don't do it.
The questions that get asked in the chat are so good. They're so, like, constantly, every 5 minutes. Who's that? Is that the same guy?
It's just a bunch of mums looking over your shoulder at a phone.
Yeah.
But it's in the chat. Who's that? Who made this? Have you ever like, shown a meme to your mum or
How
whatever?
Do you know them?
Who is this? How'd
they do
that?
I've never shown a meme to my mom.
All right.
I've shown them a picture of a dog before, and my mom's like, oh, and do you know them? Whose dog is that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know whose dog
thing.
It is.
Just
and they've been like,
being what? Like, how'd you get this information if then you didn't get it yourself?
Why do you have it, and why would you care about it?
Because it's cool.
Yeah. But there's constantly people being like, hey, why don't they punch? Because you can punch in this, right?
Can you punch?
No.
Oh, you can just push
and
grab.
If you could punch, they'd probably punch.
Yeah, you can grab their diapers. What do they do with their dick and balls? They don't ever really seem to fall out.
Yeah, they fuck them and suck them.
Oh. I sort of meant in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a ring, is it? Now tell me the nerd word.
On top of the dohyo.
Mm. It's not a ring.
It kind of is. It's a ring and then a raised platform.
Oh, cool.
And then the rule is that you can't touch the floor of the dohyo with anything but the soles of your feet.
Mm.
It's so good.
Yeah, sumo is fucking really fun to watch.
It's so cool. It's so cool to just genuinely, like, there's so much strategy and stuff to it. But also, if you just put, like, I don't know, 180 kilos of beef on a platform and fired another 180 kilos of beef at it.
Yeah.
I'd watch that too.
Yeah, I'd mostly watch a lot of big things hitting each other, flapping around.
Right.
I like, Enho's my favorite because I haven't seen anybody else really and couldn't recognize them.
Yeah, well, Enho is easily recognizable just because he's the smallest.
He's a
so I think
guy,
he's like
so
a
cool.
He's like a really good.
He's my
starter
favorite. He's little.
Favorite. He's little.
No,
yeah.
He's not a starter favorite. He's my favorite forever. He's little. He's like me. I'm just like Enho.
He is real little. He's like
he's got like skills though. I'm little, and you could still like you know palm my forehead, and I won't know how to get towards you.
Ah, you'd say.
By the way, if anybody ever does that to you, if you're a short person and somebody puts their hand on your forehead to stop you running at them, a great way to fix that is lick your hand and swipe it across their arm. They don't like that. That's how you get out of that. Spit on your hand, put it on their arm.
Oh, boy. So you practice for it, huh?
I did it.
Right.
The other way that I did it in school, because somebody used to do this to
me. Oh, I thought this was in like a Krav Maga class.
Oh.
Where they were teaching you the
Israeli ways to... It was. No, when I was in school, I had that done to me a couple of times. I figured out the lick thing, and then I figured out that I wouldn't hurt myself so much if I was on carpet if I just... I was like, I know my leg won't reach the whole way to his balls unless I also take my other leg off the ground. So I jump and kick. You jump and kick them in the balls as long as you don't mind your hiney hitting the ground. They don't expect it.
No!
And also, maybe don't do this if you're in school, but you can if you want, but don't.
But don't.
Don't, I'm joking. It's satire.
This isn't financial advice.
This isn't financial advice.
So wait.
It does work, though.
What, okay, what situation were you in that these people were doing this to you? Because you obviously wanted to get at them.
Yeah, it was just like, it was like kind of like, you know, you do like playful tussles and stuff.
And so your solution to that was to kick them in the balls with both feet.
No, because it started off like that, but then you know how it gets actually kind of mean when they're like doing that and then like laughing and cackling in your face and there's a bunch of people? Like it turned really mean and annoying and I was like, okay, seriously, stop.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, and like holding my forehead. And I was like, all right, whoop.
Wow.
I got in a lot of trouble.
Did he fold up? Did you get him bad?
Yeah, quite bad.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty funny to do.
He was the one who also used to brag about having a tiny penis.
Oh, yeah.
Not brag. He'd just be like, I have a small penis. I'd be like, okay, dude.
He used to like show people, but just
he showed me. I don't know how many people he showed. He was like, my penis is so small, dude. I was like, oh, that's okay. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Nah, check it out. Yeah, pretty small, man. All right. Well, I go, whoop, and slap my knees and I stand up from my classroom chair.
Hey, great talking to you. I guess I'll see you every day for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Not that thing, though.
Not that thing. Stop showing me.
Yeah, it sucks.
What's going on?
Even if it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blech.
Blech.
It's like, because now I know that I'm like breathing air in that's kind of touched your penis.
Yeah, that sucks.
There's penis air in the room and I don't want to lick that.
Yeah.
The penis air. You know what I mean? If a breeze is in there, even more air's touch the penis.
Yeah, I get you.
You can, you sort of feel like it.
Sure.
And people are like, every time you drink water, you're basically drinking dinosaur piss.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I know what you mean, but no, I'm not.
I had a...
It's water.
As people will remember, I went to a fancy gym the other day, and the idea of going to one of those fancy gyms and finding out that they had, like, the chemical put in the pool that...
Ooh, turns your piss purple.
Yeah, nice. Or the chemical put in the pool that just, like, if you say something that bombs, then the water just turns black around you so people know that you're not funny.
That you're not funny, yeah.
I like the idea also, just heading back to the your incredible approach to self-defense. It's the idea of, like, a Krav Maga class where they're, like, guys explaining in a heavy Israeli accent that you can just lick the hand of a guy if he's trying to choke you out.
Yeah.
This will gross him out.
Yeah. I do that to you sometimes.
Well, okay, and I don't put my hand...
No, Tom doesn't wrestle me.
Yeah, just need to quickly clarify that I don't try and choke you out. What happens is we'll be, like, lying next to each other, and you'll be, like, flomp onto me, and then I'll be like, ah, this is nice. And I'll look down, and you've just got your tongue just
It's just blurp on your arm, and it's been like that for about 40 seconds because you haven't been looking.
It's so cool to find out that at 31, I still have that 15-year-old's intonation of fuck off in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for that.
That's okay.
You keep surprising me, and I love that.
You keep me young.
No, I don't.
You keep me younger than I am.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You keep me younger than I've ever been.
No, I don't.
No, but really, we are a gift for each other.
Ugh. Yuck.
Imagine.
Yeah. Hey, great news, everybody. If you're on the Patreon, you're listening to this one ad-free because we're starting to upload them over there now.
So, I genuinely thought you were, you're going to be like, great news, everyone. Podcast's over.
Great news. You can listen to something else.
You're free.
Hard cut. Their next playing pops up. Yeah.
We are now uploading ad-free episodes to the Patreon.
Yeah.
$5 tier. Which you might be listening to.
Yes. Also, $5 tier gets an extra episode every 2 weeks and ad-free episodes. And $10 tier gets an extra episode every week and ad-free episodes of BST.png.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. Anyway. Yeah.
And still the bonus episodes. Did you say that? You did, didn't you? You said still the bonus episodes on the Patreon. You did say that?
I am so confused as to how much attention you could possibly have been paying.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure myself.
Yeah.
My own damn self.
I feel like you blacked out.
I don't feel that way, so I guess we all have opinions.
I guess you know.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening.
Great job.
Great job,
everybody.
Great job. All right. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out. Bye.
Bye.